Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So this morning I was on Miller & Moulton, which is a show down in South Florida.
Ding!
And
did you get paid?
No, never. I talk to those guys all the time. Problem was they called me. I was still sleeping, and
that was nice.
Five minutes to get ready and just kind of think.
So in other words, they don't have a producer like Dano who's booking ahead of time, or were you booked and you slept all the way through?
Oh no, I just slept right up into
it. Okay, nice job.
Like I said, daughter's birthday. We were kind of we stayed up late last night just to kind of. To ring in the new year for her. So, but they asked me this question, and I think he was expecting me to be all hot and bothered about the Browns going to a dome that's outside of the city limits of Cleveland. And he goes, and this is what caught me off guard in the beginning. The first question he asked me, he said, I guess people aren't as mad up there as I thought they would be about the team moving out of the city. And I'm like, is he right or is he wrong? And I wonder where he's getting his information from. This is before I even said a word. So I'm going to ask both of you guys this real quick. Where do you think we're at? Do you think fans have just kind of accepted the fact they're moving out to Burke Park? End of story. And if you want to complain or be mad about it, just be mad about it and complain about it because this thing, the train's not going back into the station.
It might be accepting it. I haven't heard a whole lot of opinion one way or the other. And that to me means accepting it more. I got an email yesterday. One of my regular folks who send me notes is steamed that the public funding wasn't put to a public vote. And I responded and said, actually it was because we elected the state legislators who decided spending all this money was a good idea. So there were elections.
Yeah.
Because we put representatives in place and they decided this. I think people are kind of resigned to the fact that it's going to Brook Park. And I also think that if you took a good look and see what this should be for our community and what it could add to Northeast Ohio, I think you got something. Better than sinking. The worst idea of all was sinking $500 million into the existing stadium. That was just not a good idea. I never understood that.
It did for its stadium, and you're looking to perhaps extend the life of the stadium by how many years? That's the question.
15?
Maybe.
And the other thought was this. I've always said our stadium now is an okay place to watch a football game. You get in, you sit down, the sight lines are good. Mm-hmm. I think it's better than an okay place to watch a football game if that's all you want. And the Haslams want more. The NFL wants more.
Oh, that's true.
And I would think a lot of our fans want more. And rather than sink $500 million into it, well, then, you know, just do routine maintenance and use it for another 4 or 5 years and revisit a new stadium down the road. But that's not what's going to happen.
They also asked me another question about, do you really think Cleveland's going to get a Super Bowl? And I said, no, probably not. I don't know. Maybe they'll get one in my lifetime is what I thought.
It's not going to become a regular stop.
No.
It's not Los Angeles.
I mean, one. Maybe one. We might see in the next two decades.
How many has Detroit had? Just one? Or have they had two? I don't know. How many? Minnesota? I don't know.
I don't. But look, by the way, if we hosted the Super Bowl, it'd be the first time. Because we're like one of the only cities that hasn't either had a team play or host the Super Bowl in the NFL.
That's wonderful. One thing to keep in mind.
We all live here. Yes.
Northern climates are not exactly where you want to throw a party in February. And that's what the Super Bowl is. Even with a dome, that's why you're not going to end up having, you know, Cleveland be a spot on the revolving Super Bowl tour.
Silverdome had the Super Bowl in 82, and then Ford Field had it in 06.
So, right, they're twice. They're two.
So
that's not a regular stop, correct?
No, that's two. I mean, really, who?
And they've had indoor facilities forever.
Yeah. I just think people have accepted it at this point, and they've just kind of moved on. I don't know. I mean, do you really think we're going to get a Super Bowl? Maybe. Maybe we'll get one.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm more looking forward to the other things that can that could happen in there.
You're not spending all that money to have a great week. You're spending all that money to have something that is transformational in our community 365 days a year.
The thought of having an NCAA playoff game here as a neutral site is super excites me. Like, I think that's a more of a possibility than anything else. To think that
a final four,
One of the final four games. No, a final. You mean from basketball? Yeah, that'd be fun too. Look, we've done a fantastic job hosting the regionals here and the second round of the NCAA basketball tournament. That's been fun, but I would love it if there was a way to try to bring maybe even just the Big Ten championship game. I mean, now you can bid on it. You couldn't bid on it before. It wasn't going to happen. Now you'll have the option to at least put a bid on. If you lose, you got to figure out a way to try to get some things out of Indianapolis. Indy has been sitting here just as a Midwest gold mine for anybody that really wanted to do something as a dome, and constantly putting new dates in. I mean, that was a brilliant move by the city of Indianapolis to put a dome in there and to be able to do that. And I mean, even back to the Hoosier Dome, but when they came up with Lucas Oil, man, that was this. I literally struck gold. I think. It was great. Dan, what's your feeling on this? Has it settled in?
I think people have just. There are some people who are still going to be mad, and they're going to be mad until the end of time. And I think for the majority of people, it's just become a reality that it's like, okay, this is happening. And while we're going to be mad about this and have a problem with it, it's happening. And I think that's everybody's just kind of resigned to it. And there is a chunk that's bummed because football won't be outside anymore. There's a chunk that's worried because they're going to get priced out of tickets. There's a chunk that's mad because they don't like where the money is coming from the unclaimed funds, and think that needs to go somewhere else besides giving a billionaire a stadium. And I think there's the biggest chunk of all of them going, all right, it's the reality of our situation. And I think there's a chunk that is looking at this and going, great, this is perfect. You know what would be awesome? To have Kendrick Lamar come to Cleveland. You know what would be awesome? To have Beyonce come to Cleveland. Like, that would be awesome. These massive tours that are coming around every single year that people are spending way too much money on would be fantastic if they were in Cleveland. Like, that's the other side of this. Is there so many other things that opens the door for Cleveland to hold this stuff by having this dome? It's not just the Super Bowl. It's all this other stuff.
No,
it's more the other stuff.
I'm more liking them, and I don't know if this is the way it's going to play out or not. But if you're trying to go on the emotional roller coaster for this thing, is it worse or better than the baseball team changing its name? You know, that's the and by the way, last year, Guardians, for all those people that said they were never going to watch the Guardians again after they changed their name, they were 9th out of 15th in attendance. So right now they're 10th out of 15 in attendance, but that's in limited because they just haven't played as many home games at this point. So, if the Guardians won the World Series, is anyone really going to, I'm still not rooting for them because they changed their name.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you going to really not root for the Browns because they moved out to Brook Park?
Well, of course. And it's due to the fact that there's a couple dum-dums in every single crowd. There's a couple people who go, this is my line. I'm planting my feet in the sand and I will look no further. And sadly, those are the people who will scream the loudest. And so you will see them show up to miscellaneous things because they're the ones who have stuck their feet in the ground and are making the most noise and everything else. And it's going to be a reflection of other people who feel completely differently. Usually the dum-dum yells the loudest.
I think if you're looking for a politician to save the day for you, you're going to be disappointed 99% of the time. That's the point here. And it's like, so the voices that you're hearing about, this isn't going, this isn't going to happen, they're loud voices. They're really loud. Or maybe we just make them louder because we want to hear the other side of the story. I really, to a person, I think everyone would have liked to have seen this stadium get built in downtown Cleveland. I do. I think even the Browns felt that way for a long time. And
I'm not so sure about that.
You think the Browns want a dome from day one? I don't think
so. A dome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. That's the way the NFL's going.
I don't know that the Haslams were... It just felt like early on that wasn't going to happen, that they weren't looking for a dome. And I don't even truly think they were looking to move out of downtown. But we're watching all this stuff play out in front of us with the politicians. And if I was a business person, and whether we got tax dollars or not, willing to invest over $2 billion into a project, and I've got people saying no because of this or that, because I'm looking for a little bit of a partnership on this or a big partnership with some tax dollars along the way, I'd be frustrated.
The thing that that sticks in my head about this with the project in Cleveland is the Haslams, after the dome, plan to put in huge development with hotels and shops and everything else to make it more than just a stadium.
Right.
And my question is, I wonder if that's something that they wanted to do in downtown Cleveland, or if they thought that project...
Well, there was plans to try to, you know, bolster that area down there by the stadium. At one point, there was.
Well...
What happened? But, like, why didn't those ever go forward?
Exactly. And the stadium is still sitting there. My guess is, if they were going to put that kind of money into a project, they weren't going to put it in downtown Cleveland. Instead, they're putting a project with housing and offices and shopping and everything else, where it's a little more accessible to everybody in Northeast Ohio.
And isn't it more accessible to the, I mean, in some ways, I don't know that it matters on game day, but you're a stone's throw away from your own complex in Berea.
It doesn't hurt.
You know, and they're also investing all that money in Berea. I mean, the new stadium that they're going to put up at the practice facility that is going to house Berea High School, is going to play in there. You know, like I was at Finney 2 weeks ago, and I was like, well, it feels like that high school is right on their campus. It's on BW's campus. But to think about...
Well, it is. It's right next door.
Yeah. Although, you know, if you look at the city line between Burke Park and Cleveland, it's 2 million miles away. No, it's actually connected there. So I think fans have just kind of sunk their teeth into this and just said, okay, this is reality. Especially when the Cuyahoga County Council, which I don't think a lot of us even knew existed, were turned to Dan Ronayne, who's in charge of the county, and said, this is inevitable. This is coming.
Well, and
we've got to think forward.
If you can wrap your head around it, think about what's coming to our region. That's pretty cool. I think that's a really good thing.
But at what point is it going to take? Because I think these are kind of the same feelings folks had, too, before Gateway was built.
Andy.
Remember the
first time you ever walked in that for a game?
Oh,
either one of those?
Chilling.
Yeah, I know. It was more really
so,
great.
More so the ballpark.
I thought so, too. There's only so much you can do with an arena.
Right.
But a ballpark's a different type of thing. There's only so much you can do with a football stadium, especially.
No, that's true, too.
But with a dome, and this is going to be something entirely different for our community. And I personally hope it ends up being great. I think it will be.
I think the first time you walk in, when it's complete, if you can have that same feeling you had when you walked into... Was it Jacobs Field at that point? Probably for me at that point.
It was Indians Park.
Yeah.
Until like the first game. Until then, hours before the first game.
Mike, quickly, Mike and Stowe, quickly.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, it's kind of like, I agree with you, Andy. Kind of like they need a name change.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to deal with it. You know, it's going to happen. You know, Chris Ronayne is the guinea pig clown, whatever they get up there to say the other side. It's all about just hearing it. It's going to happen either way. A couple of things I will say is this, you know, you can't support all that with everything they wanted to put with it. They're going to put with it. It'd be so hard to do that downtown. It's going to be much more.
I think so too, Mike.
It's so crowded down there, Jeff. And I talked about the other day, you know, that's tough getting in and out of there. And you may not say it matters on game day, Andy, but when I'm trying to get home.
It matters. To try to get in, it matters. It's hard. It's not easy.
It's tough too.
Yeah.
Because you want to get out of there. And look, there's a pedestrian safety factor there too, because everybody's trying to go down East 9th. It's a gauntlet. Everybody's running across the street. It's not the best thing. And all these bigger stadium projects are outside the city now. They're not downtown. And I'll give you one thing, Jeff, about the Super Bowls. You know, in the cold weather, You talk about it, guess what? There's been two Minnesota Super Bowls already. We'll get one. It does not matter how damn cold it is in Cleveland. We'll get one if we have a dome, and that'll be great.
Thank you, Mike. Mike and Stowe checking in.
Yeah, I would think Cleveland gets one, but it's not going to be like Los Angeles, a regular stop on the Super Bowl tour, or New Orleans, certainly.
Ben Broussard, next, Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.